On post-game report, the Giants end up beating the Jaguars here in New York 22-12. And some good things, though, by the first team offense in the three series that they had. They were able to put some drives together that lasted more than 10 plays, but the bad thing, only field goals at the end result.
Yeah, they didn't finish the drives. The one chance, they were deep in the red zone, I think right at the 10-yard line. The big penalty on Luke Jokel backed them up and made it really second and 20, long yardage situation. So they never quite recovered from that. But the good news is this. Jeff, you look at the first two preseason games when Blake Bortles has been the quarterback. They've really only had to punt one time, and that's because of a drop. Other than that, they haven't been stopped. They've kicked field goals where they scored touchdowns. So much different and so much better than what we've seen in the past. I thought Blake Bortles, while his numbers weren't great, a couple drops, maybe, you know, off a little bit here or there. But for the most part, he built on what he did last week. And you get the sense that, okay, this is what we can expect. We're kind of getting a sense of what Greg Olsen offense is going to look like. So hopefully they keep on building on it. And then when it counts for real, week one, we see more of this.
Tonight was the opportunity in the center battle for Stefan Wisniewski to get the start. And I know me and you both are watching this very closely. We evaluate it on iPads and watching game film after the game is over with. Did you get any indication from what you were able to see tonight of how the two of those guys did?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch a lot of Buenco with the second unit. I did watch Wisniewski. I thought he played well at times. For the most part, nothing really stood out as far as poor. I'm looking forward to we'll watch the tape here, the coach's tape on the plane ride, and we'll talk about it in depth. I know you will on the TV show tomorrow night. I will on the radio show at 6 o'clock and really dig into it. But I think it's going to come down to this week is the coaches looking at both tapes and saying, what guy are we most confident with? Because I think that decision needs to be made going in to this third preseason game.
Yeah, I just had a conversation with Blake Bortles in the locker room, and he said that he would like to have it resolved sooner rather than later. And I asked him, I said, well, why would you like to have it resolved sooner or later? He said, well, he said, to be honest with you, he said, it's not a matter of a preference of one guy or another or being more comfortable with one guy or the other. He said, it's a matter of communication with just one guy and not having to make it two different times with both guys.
Well, I'll tell you, he's a guy who played offensive line. I want to know who the five guys are going into the, you know, this third preseason game. Get ready for the regular season. You start communicating like Blake talked about, but you kind of get to know each other, what's going on. Now, as a tackle, is it as important for the center? No. But if I was playing left tackle, I want my left guard to be the guy I want to play next to. So think of both guards. You know, who are we going to work with? What are the combo box going to look like? What does this guy do well? Where, you know, how does he help me? Or where do I need to do a little bit of different things? So I think that's got to make – I mean, Gus has got to make that decision with Greg Olsen and Doug Marrone, I think, this week.
One area that clearly has gotten better from last year. Last year, this team really struggled in short yardage. Tonight's game, and just like last week, we saw third and one where they bring Tyson Alualu in at fullback, and it's very effective. In fact, tonight, a couple different times, when it got to third and two, they were bringing in that big package.
It was impressive and pretty much told you, we're going to run right here to the right side behind Linder and Parnell. We're going to pull that backside guard and Zane Beatles, and we're going to load up with with Tyson Alualu. Go ahead and try to stop it, and they couldn't. Listen, if you can do that, and our goal is as an offensive line is to be 100% on third and one or less. Well, if you can get the third and two, where it's like, hey, listen, we're going to get this, it changes how you call a game. It changes what you can do on second down and really how you view the entire thing. And then if you ever get in a fourth and short situation, it gives you a lot of confidence. So far, so good. It's still early. Trust me, teams start game planning when Tyson Alualu is in there, how they want to stop that, how they want to load up. And I'm just waiting for Greg Olsen to call a pass because everyone's going to be selling out and they're going to sneak one to Mercedes Lewis or take a shot down the field with the outside receiver.
Or maybe Tyson Alualu into the flat.
Yeah, well, maybe
I'm
not.
Let's hold off on that. Last thing, a number of injuries tonight. I've only got a few of them here. I'm sure there were more, but Josh Wells had a thumb. Relius Ben had a shoulder. Demetrius McCray had a right knee. Leroy Reynolds, a left knee. Kerry Ford had a knee as well. Never good news in the preseason to come out with that number of guys that we're talking about with injuries.
Now, none of them are starters as of right now. I mean, Demetrius McCray was earlier in the year. Both Demetrius McCray and Leroy Reynolds walked off the field, but you and I both know that doesn't mean anything. My guess is they'll go get MRIs on those sometime tomorrow, and we'll get a more accurate report of really what's going on in there. The Josh Wells, you know, with that thumb, I think that does hurt you because he's your swing tackle right now. Now, I'll say this about Sam Young, who had to play left tackle because Wells was hurt. I thought he did a pretty good job. I thought he played solid. So that's good news. The situation with Wells is the What's the severity if it's broken? If it's broken, is it something you have to have surgery on to put a pin in, or is it non-displaced like these other fractures, and you just cast it up and you go play football? So we'll wait and see, but you never like to have that many injuries coming out of the preseason.
All right, and that'll do it for us here on the postgame report. The Jaguars lose to the New York Giants here at MetLife Stadium 22-12.